You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
This portion is the portion of the first of Rosh Hashanah. We did this portion on first of Rosh Hashanah. Mentions that Hashem remembered Sarah Imenu as he said, and he brought about as he promised. So Gemara brings that Sarah Imenu was Nifkeda Berosh Hashanah. So now this portion that Hashem remembered Sarah Imenu is attached to the story of Abimelech. What happened with Abimelech? So he took Sarah Imenu, and then we see the story that they all got sick. And Hashem comes to his dream, and he says, "Oy, my boy, how come you took a lady that is married?" And then becomes very scared, and then comes to Avraham Avinu and says, "How come you didn't tell me she's your wife?" And I asked everybody, and they all didn't know that this is his sister. And then Hashem says, "You have to go to him and ask him to pray for you, because he's a prophet. And you have to go to Minchan Arvit and listen to the Torah." So you have to go learn. You have to go to the classes and to the lectures. So Rashi Gedoy says, "Do you know why these two subjects are attached to each other? Why Hashem placed this matter that Sarah Imenu finally was privileged to have a son, Yitzhak Avinu? Because when they prayed for Abimelech, because they all got sick.
Everybody got healed.
Yeah, everybody got sick, and then when they prayed for them, they became healed. So now Gemara learns from here, and anything that you need in your life, and then you pray for somebody else that he needs the same thing, they're going to give it to you. Make sense?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Sure, it
makes sense.
No, for you need it for somebody else, they should get that.
Yeah, but here we see the formula is that when you have importance for another Yehudi, and you care about another Yehudi, and you know whatever that he gets, it's much important that you get, and you pray for him, and Hashem sees your concern, he gives it to you first. But here there's a very big difficulty, and it is, as we explained, Hashem already promised to Sarah Imenu, right? And he told Avraham Avinu, "You're going to have a child. And your wife is going to have a child." So what is this supposed to mean? If Hashem promised, what do you mean that I have to pray for somebody else? Then I'll have the child. But you promised already.
Yes.
So if you promised, what is this supposed to mean? That you're telling me because Avraham Avinu prayed for Abimelech, that he took Sarah Imenu, and then they were sick, and then Hashem healed them. So now Hashem gave a boy to Sarah Imenu. It doesn't make sense.
Hashem wants a witness.
I'm sorry?
Witness.
What witness?
The people witnessed the miracle of Hashem.
What has that to do with it? Everybody found out anyway. These two old couple, after 100 years, they had a child. But the point that here is, if Hashem has promised, this doesn't make sense.
What medication you have to take, even though Hashem promised?
What medication? No. What emunah? No, they accepted it. They were happy. They were joyous.
What did it make sense?
But when Hashem promises, then you don't need this extra process that you pray for somebody else. Why I have to pray for somebody else? You promised me already.
Because it shows that that you care, that when you elevate the name of Hashem, say the Yahudi, pray for us.
God has caring to do with it. Hashem promised me. Hashem promised me to give me $5 million.
Amen.
So why I have to pray for somebody else that Hashem will give me $5 million? He already promised me. You understand?
Exactly. It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. Chesed. See, we have it. You know, backup here. Hashem give you $5 million.
Amen.
Don't forget him.
Hashem wants to Abraham partner.
Partner?
Partnering to do some action.
But it was already a done deal. It's finished. He doesn't have to do
so now here. Rabbeinu Abraham HaKadosh, Zechutam Ran Aleinu, Abraham Ben Atah says a very beautiful thing. He says, Yehudi should understand that even though that there are many things are waiting for you and it's put aside, they're not going to give it to you unless you pray for somebody else. So that means, even though that lots of Shefa and Baracha is waiting for you,
amen.
So now don't forget, Tim, you will not make it active. How? You have to have it. Like, let's say you have a laptop of somebody else, right? Can you use it?
No.
You need a password. You need a password. So here, when you pray for somebody else, that means the password is taking place and then becomes active. That's one of the very important lessons. The other important lesson here is that let's find out when Avraham Avinu went to Gerar. That was the place the place that Abimelech was the king. So all of a sudden, he takes Alayim Venu. How did Avraham Avinu feel?
Terrible.
What do you mean? He grabbed my wife? What's wrong with you? And he says, you know, because he asked, why can't you say this is my sister? I say, yeah, you have everything. You have, you know, jumbo jet, you have cell phone, you have freeway, but you have pizza and sushi, but you don't have Yirat Shamayim. So what do you expect from me? You know what he was feeling? Huh? Avraham Avinu. What the pain. You know, you grab your wife and you don't know what's going to happen to her. But here, the question is, was it good that Avraham Avinu took Sarai Imenu away?
Yes. Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Why was it good?
Because nothing happened to her and he became a very wealthy man.
No, that was Paro. Oh, no, this is here. No.
He shouldn't have taken her.
I'm sorry? He shouldn't. But the point matter here, was it good or wasn't good?
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Why was it good?
Because he prayed and she got healed and he became a trillionaire.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. Here we see unbelievable insight, and that is, if Abimelech would not take Sarah away, and Abraham would not pray for Abimelech, would Sarah Imenu would have a child?
No.
Hashem promised him. Why are you?
But you have to pray to.
I'm explaining to you for half an hour already. What do you mean? If Abimelech would not take Sarah Imenu, and Abraham would not pray for Abimelech, would Sarah Imenu would have a child?
No.
So was it good that Abimelech grabbed Sarah Imenu?
Yes.
Could it be any better?
No.
So here, Kala Kadosh, you have to be aware that in life, any Yisurim actually is a password for lots of Shefa and Beracha. So here that means when you go through Yisurim, say, oh, Baruch Hashem, well, the gate is going to be open. So here, exactly here, we see Tosafot is informing us. You know why these two subjects are attached to each other? Hashem parat et Sarah. Why? Because it was Abimelech that did terrible thing to Avraham Avinu. He took his wife. And you know what the pain he went through? But the outcome was, when Avram Avinu prayed for Avimelech, his wife had Yitzhak Avinu, that means Yitzhak Avinu, Alav Shalom, would not come to this olam if Avimelech would not take Sarah Imenu. So who should we thank?
Avimelech.
Avimelech! That means the whole gift that came to this olam, that Ribono Shel Olam called them Olat Hemima, Yitzhak Avinu, Olat Hemima. It was only because of Avimelech that gave such a hard time to Avinu. So that means those that give you the hard time, you have to be so appreciative, you have to love him,
Amen.
You have to bless him,
Amen.
You have to praise him. Why? To bring you such a shefa from Shamayim. So niske.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.